the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. You may, or at least some of you may know that we finished the fifth round of Shia Catholic dialogue in Qom, and the main topic was friendship. And when I was doing some research to prepare a lecture or a talk or a presentation on this topic of friendship from the Quran, I thought that it's good to have few sessions in which we can talk in more details, because in that conference we had only half an hour for each presenter and we cannot do justice. So that was a very brief introduction to friendship in the Quran. So here I think we have, inshallah, better opportunity to go into depth of this important issue, and maybe this would also help me to, inshallah, do more, inshallah, research and also to understand better this topic. When it comes to, for example, creation of mates or spouses, for us Allah mentions this as one of the signs of His wisdom. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, number 221. He says this is one of the signs of Allah. Something that if you reflect on, you come to the conclusion that this must be planned by a wise creator. This cannot happen by chance. It's so great, so important, that this leads to understanding of Allah, that right in His creation, it's not that Allah creates and then He faces problems and says, now we have to sort out the problem. Right from the beginning, He had this plan that He creates for us good spouses, our mates.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know? For all the wisdom and tea you gave to me, let me offer something now so warm and comforting and sweet. Can you hear me whisper to you as you sleep? La ilaha illallah. Did you always understand?
Also elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, which is interpreted in the hadith. that sometimes a person is judged to go to heaven, but his family are not that good to go with him to heaven. He would say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I have done for myself and for them. عَمِلْتُ لِي وَلَّهُمْ. If I have done something good, it was for the whole family. Then Allah says, let them be with him without reducing his reward, without dividing his rewards into the number of the family. مَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We don't reduce.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
So Allah wants to let this union of marriage continue in heaven, even if there are some problems. They are not equally pious, they are not equally righteous. Of course, if one is mu'min, the other is kafir, that is another issue. But both are mu'min, but not the same level of piety. Allah lets them be together, inshallah. There is something which is more general in the Quran, in which Allah says not only human beings, but he says everything has been created in pairs. In Surah Zariyat number 49, Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنَ. It's not only human beings. كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Of course, here our ulama have different views. Some people say everything means everything which is created, it includes non-living beings, and they refer to the pair which exists inside the atom. Some say this is for living beings, including animals and plants. In any case, it shows that at least life in the way that we know, not life of angels, not life of Allah, physical life that we are used to, it comes in pairs. Allah says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So this is one type of relation. I don't want to go into details about marriage. I just wanted to mention this as one type of relation which can exist between two human beings in a positive, constructive, sympathetic way. Then inshallah we will talk about other types of relations that the Quran mentions, including being khalil, being sadiq, and being akh, being friend. But there are different types of friendship that the Quran mentions. Sometimes it says khalil, sometimes it says sadiq, sometimes it says akh, and sometimes it says wali. We will inshallah explore these different types of relation inshallah in future.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard
and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي
هذه نهاية حالي فشدت رأيي.